with the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. It's faint, but this is the sound of newborn beavers.
Those are the kits and the mom and dad talking to each other. They almost sound like babies.
Stephanie Boyles Griffin is a biologist with the Humane Society of the United States.
That's basically how they chat to one another. They make little grunts and sounds to let everybody know that they're scared or they're happy.
This family of beavers appears to be both happy and growing fast. And they are not out in some wildlife preserve. They have built a dam and lodge in an urban stormwater control pond in Rockville, Maryland, just behind the trash barrels of Richard Montgomery High School. And even though the beavers are snug in this 100-foot-wide man-made lake, city officials are not so content with the situation. The beavers have gnawed down several trees, and their dam is blocking the pond's stormwater drainage pipe, threatening the adjacent road with flooding when it rains, according to Heather Gawanter, stormwater manager for Rockville.
We've noticed a real increase in the beaver population in the recent past.
A century and more ago, beavers were nearly extinct in Maryland and much of the East. They were trapped for beaver skin hats. The loss caused an ecological mess for the Chesapeake Bay because beaver dams are natural water pollution filters. Beavers are Earth's clean water engineers, and fewer beavers meant fewer wetlands and ponds, which are breeding grounds for wildlife. Beaver populations have increased since the 1970s, thanks in part to reintroduction by state wildlife agencies, according to Harry Spiker, game mammal section leader for the Maryland Department of Natural Resources.
Since then, it's been a remarkable comeback story for beavers, and we've now got beavers distributed statewide, really in just about all available habitats.
The beaver comeback also may have been helped by the building since the 1970s of suburban stormwater control ponds and culverts, which beavers love to colonize. The expected construction of more stormwater systems with Maryland's new stormwater control fees may mean even more beavers. This could cause more conflicts like the one in Rockville. Here's Harry Spiker again.
We probably get 100 calls statewide per year on average involving nuisance beaver issues, and a lot of it are beavers cutting down trees that folks don't want cut down. Simple as that. Some folks don't want a small stream dammed up and a pond created.
As Stephanie Griffin walked around the stormwater pond in Rockville, she explained that, fortunately, there is a way to solve the conflicts without killing beavers. The answer is beaver deceivers. These are cage-like devices that prevent the animals from blocking the stormwater pipes. The Humane Society has been meeting with local governments to convince them to use this technology as a non-lethal way to foil beaver dams, Griffin said.
The study that we did showed that over time it's far more cost beneficial for them to install and maintain these devices than to kill beavers and then constantly go and clean out culverts over and over again.
One of the governments the Humane Society convinced is Rockville, which is planning to install a beaver deceiver in this stormwater pond. So these baby beavers will have a chance to grow up happy and undisturbed, and their pond will drain enough so the road nearby will not flood. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton, senior writer for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.